Hi, this is Glory with Successful Marketing Group. I have worked with local businesses for over 10 years, and I'd love your help in supporting local Twin City restaurants right now. This month, I'd like to spotlight Pimento Jamaican Kitchen in Minneapolis. They are a committed supporter of their community and serving authentic, delicious Jamaican food using family recipes and fresh ingredients. My favorite is the slow-roasted jerk pork, and the jerk chicken is pretty great too. Go to my Instagram at Successful Biz Owners for more info on them.
It is the afternoon of February 26th. Welcome to the Cheryl Reeve Show, part of the TalkNorth.com podcast network. We're going to be talking about a couple of people that Cheryl Reeve knows pretty well today. You can always find all of our shows, all of our sports shows, and our outdoor content at TalkNorth.com. Follow us on Twitter at TalkNorthPod to see the shows as they are released. However you listen to us, please rate us, rip us, let us know how we're doing. And thanks, as always, to our producer, Brandon Morton. Thanks to our sponsors, Rudy Luther Toyota, SuccessfulMarketingGroup.com, local realtor, Cara Quinn, and Bonfi Home Services. So Cheryl, I don't know if you heard about it. I saw a press release sometime this week that someone named Carly Knox apparently got a promotion in your organization.
Well, she did. You know, Carly's been with the organization. This is her 12th season. And yeah, you know, she's been pretty patient as the organization has kind of grown with the Lynx, and she's finally recognized, you know, as president of Lynx business operations, and you know, obviously really proud of her. As much as we've had success on the court, we've had a lot of success off the court as well, business wise. A number of league best practices that Carly has spearheaded, and you know, and Carly and the staff have been recognized as franchise of the year. And there's some multitude of business awards that they've gotten throughout Carly's tenure. So much deserved, really happy for her, really excited, and obviously really proud of her.
Carly Knox, now the president of business operations. Will her job and role change, or is it just more and more of a recognition in change of title?
Yeah, I'd say it's the latter, more of a recognition. You know, Carly's pretty much been doing it all in that position, and being the liaison between the franchise and the WNBA. She's long done that. You know, she you know, just leads them in a number of ways. And so, yeah, it really more just now the title matches the work that she's doing.
Are you two able to get away from your jobs when you're home? Or is it just
very,
always...
actually very well?
Oh, good. That's a good thing to hear.
You know, I'm not a big, like if there's something going on, then I can't avoid maybe working through things, and we bounce things off of one another. But, you know, but largely when we come home, you know, you do the typical, how was your day? You know, and, you know, there might be some highlights, but it doesn't, you know, I'll tell you a funny story, Oliver. We were excited. Oliver got student of the month. Carly was promoted to president. It was a heck of a week. And we told Oliver, about mommy's promotion, to president. And he looked at her like, "You're the president now?" And we like, "Oh, whoa, not of the country, but of Lynx business operation." And he looked at me and he goes, "Mommy has a more important job than mom now." So I said, yeah, that's what we needed. That's what we needed to establish these lines of who was more important. But yeah, it's kind of fun. You know, we're all fully immersed in the Lynx. And so it's, you know, it's not been in the way of kind of day-to-day life. And, you know, she does her thing, I do my thing.
I had a conversation with someone I know who works for the Vikings, I don't know, not that long ago. We were just talking about it, and they were saying, you know, one thing people don't really get, because sports teams are so popular and so scrutinized and people know who works there, is that these are not huge operations. I mean, the Minnesota Vikings have that massive facility, massive popularity. It's a billion-dollar league. It's a billion-dollar entity. And yet the staff itself is not that big. And a lot of the people who work there have worked there for a long time. I imagine the same with the Lynx. I mean, you talk about, you know, how well we know how well the basketball team's done. You talk about how well the business side has done in this community. I guess it's not a very large organization. You have people who are, a handful of people are just working like crazy.
That's exactly right. It's long been that way, and we've tried to expand in different areas, but whether it's the basketball operations staff, we've always been more, kind of on the minimalist side. Just recently expanding into to having three assistant coaches, that was a big thing. Not only do we have an assistant general manager in Claire, but we also have been able to replace Claire's position. So we've kind of grown a little bit on the basketball ops side, but the business side, like you said, they less is they do more with a lot less, and so it's pretty incredible, like you're saying, with sports teams, what people think that it is versus what it actually is, and that's long been the case in the WNBA, and it's pretty incredible, and I know I'm appreciative. I get to have maybe a different look than a lot of coaches. I'm far more understanding of sort of the role of business and how we can, match the basketball side with the business to make it work for the business people more effectively. So, but yeah, it's definitely a case that it's a smallish staff.
And the other thing I'm not sure the average fan understands is, I mean, everybody's going to get judged on results, wins and losses, of course, but every sports team I've been around has been packed with people who work incredible hours and put in. I mean, whether your team wins or loses, you are all putting in a massive number of hours, and that includes people that whose names will never be heard, who are just trying to get their foot in the door.
That's what the sports industry is. You got to know if you're going to get into that. That's exactly what it is. You don't have your weekends. You don't have your a lot of your nights. It's not a 9-to-5 gig. It's really special. I will say that working for a sports franchise is really special. But that's you've got to know that going into it. The time commitment is pretty incredible.
Let's talk about Renee Montgomery. We do want to thank Successful Marketing Group. You heard their ad at the beginning. We also want to thank Rudy Luther Toyota.
Ready for a women-forward car dealership? Rudy Luther Toyota empowers their many women on staff in sales, management, and service. Whether you are looking for a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota has something for everyone. Every vehicle comes with a Luther Advantage. 10 cents off fuel and car wash discounts at holiday stations, Luther Advantage warranty, and 5-day return policy on pre-owned vehicles. Located just 5 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis, off 394 and General Mills Boulevard. And they're also hiring. Want to join the team but don't know where to start? Visit RudyLutherToyota.com today.
And as always, we want to thank VibeMN.com, Realtor Cara Quinn, CaraQuinn. And I've been telling her about Cara for a while now. And I love the fact that I'm now on her email list. And as someone who couldn't be needing a new house in the next year or so, I'm already looking around the market. It should be one of those things that old people do. We look at the housing market. And Cara's always sending out tips. And what her latest note, she's talking about, we've all been staying home more than ever before. And with that comes the desire to spruce up our surroundings. To that end, this month, we're channeling the best of interiors and home design. Read up on our Q&A interview with the internationally recognized design firm Martin Patrick III. You may know them as the sophisticated menswear shop in the North Loop. While you're at it, don't forget to read the latest on our neighborhood series featuring St. Paul's Payne Phelan. If you go to vibemn.com, look up Cara, you find out all about her, how you can work with her, but she'll also give you some other really cool tips here. And we'll tell you about Bonfi Home Services at the end of the show. So Renee Montgomery, former Lynx player, former Atlanta Dream player, is now part of the Atlanta Dream ownership team. And it is, but whether we're talking about sports, politics, society, it is amazing what has happened in Atlanta and in Georgia the last handful of months. WNBA players decided to get active. They found new ownership for their team. They may have swung the balance of power to the Democrats in the Senate, and now they are working with Renee Montgomery and the new owner, the primary owner, was talking about the fact that he sees the WNBA and the Atlanta Dream as a great growth stock. He thinks the league's going to absolutely boom over the next 20, 25 years, and he wanted to be a part of it. So I'm not really going to ask you a question, Cheryl. I'll just ask you your thoughts on Renee Montgomery and this development.
I mean, the response it's getting, I think, tells you everything. It's not just about you know, you mentioned the primary owner, you know, the real estate investor, I believe, that, you know, a lot of money. And but the biggest part of this is, well, there's two things. One, I think what you said about him is that we need people to understand that women's sports is a growth market, and there's tremendous opportunity there. And so I think that's significant. That you're seeing that, you're seeing someone like him step up to the plate and say, this is what I believe in. And then, of course, you know, Renee Montgomery's, you know, stake in the team, not only as being a part of the investor group, but also an executive that's going to be a part of running the day-to-day of the operation. That's really significant. And so I know players around the league, current players, past players, you know, young girls that are going to see this, it's just so meaningful. And to take something that was such a difficult situation for those players in Atlanta, to have an owner be so difficult in getting behind them in the idea that Black Lives Matter, that it just, to take something so difficult and to turn it into such an amazing outcome is something that our league will be talking about for a long, long time. And yes, this has catapulted us into this space, and we're all really, really happy for Renee.
If you'd like to sponsor this show or any of the shows across the TalkNorth.com platform, you can reach former Twins executive Karen Cleary, K-C-L-E-A-R-Y, at TalkNorth.com. We do appreciate all of our sponsors and all of our listeners. You know, I always see the phrase, the WNBA is so important, you know, on my social media feeds. Where did that come from? Was that just something somebody said and it caught on, or was that kind of almost a planned message? Where did you first hear it?
Well, I think it was something that was said. It was, you know, the realization, you know, the impact that the WNBA was having. And so when events would occur and the WNBA players would use their voices platform, and people would say the WNBA is so important. And there were numerous cases that that statement applied. And so I think it just kind of caught on. And I mean, it's true. It's incredibly true. You know, when I think about, you know, being a young person today and what they get to see now from WNBA players and different roles, and, you know, using their voices to enact change in the larger part of society with regard to voting efforts, you know, the courage that it takes to stand up and, you know, to be Black, to be female, and to stand out there in a position of strength, what it does for the younger generation and what they can be and what the possibilities are. And then, you know, now the story of Renee, there was this really cool, I don't know what to call it, you know, graphic of Renee being a college player at UConn, dreaming about playing in the WNBA. She gets to the WNBA and she says, you know, I one day want to have a stake in an ownership group to own a WNBA team. And then there's her, you know, her executive self dressed, you know, as an executive saying, you know, that she's given a young girls a chance to dream and be those things. So, as you said, the WNBA is so important.
Tell me more about Renee. I obviously remember her as a player. I chatted with her, you know, about basketball topics occasionally, but I didn't really get to know her very well. What do you remember most about her?
Well, a couple of things. Renee's personality is for as small as she is, her personality is massive. And so my appreciation for Renee with our team, you know, you need someone on your team that can be funny, can bring levity to situations, that, you know, can get along in all spaces, whether it's trainers, PR folks, teammates, young, older, coaches. She just always kind of had a way about her. You just enjoyed being around her. Basketball wise, her greatest gift, I mean, there was a lot of things she was good at, but her greatest gift, and I was just watching this, I forget, somebody posted this probably in the last month. Renee had a really unique ability to hit the hardest shot at the end of a buzzer. So end of a shot clock, end of a quarter. We had to scheme. That was part of our scouting report, that the harder the contestant was, the more difficult the moment was, that she had an ability to make the shot. My favorite one, of course, was in L.A., in the closing seconds. It was, I believe it was 2016. We were undefeated, I think, when we went to LA, maybe 10-0, something like that. And you know, we had had our great games, and maybe it was 2017, I'm not sure, but we run a play. Janelle McCarville sets a great screen on Lindsay Whalen. Maya Moore had fouled out, and Renee was in the game, and we ran our hammer play, where we called it curl hammer. So Whalen would curl off of McCarville. McCarville sets an unbelievable screen to free Way up to make the catch, and Way drives along the baseline. Parker has to come help. Essence Carson was guarding Renee Montgomery, but ball watched and turned and watched Way's penetration. And Renee, Sylvia Fowles forgets to set her hammer screen, but we still get Renee going to the corner, and Whalen finds her in the corner, and she splashes a three ball. My favorite, that was an end of game situation. But there was also an instance in 2017 in the finals. There's a loose ball that gets away and it goes over half court, and she chases it down and turns and dribbles over half court and launches it. And it goes in. That was her, for us, we were not surprised when that happened with Renee. She was just really, really good at that. And so I had an appreciation. She was very competitive. I liked that. She would raise when she was really engaged. She'd raise the level of the second team, their competitive fire and try to win some drills. So I appreciated her, our time that we had together winning a championship together.
Who's the funny person on your roster now?
Well, we've got a couple of them, but Bantam, I think, is the one that I've asked for, her to, not hold it back, be her goofy self. That's what's needed. And she says she when she gets comfortable, that's, but she's just goofy by nature. And she's pretty funny. So just her being around. So we have a lot of fun together. And I do think that's important on every team. You've got to have that. Simone had a unique ability to bring levity to a situation that I would need at times, those tense moments and when somebody could, just have that timing to deliver, something that would kind of ease the group. But Renee was definitely, a player that was kind of known for that.
It's funny you say that because I covering baseball, there's more access in baseball than any other sport. And the old days when I was the Twins beat writer, the access was ridiculous. I could spend almost as much time as I wanted at the clubhouse and around the team. And when I covered a team and there was nobody who could break the ice, nobody could crack a joke or get people loose, it's amazing how I thought it affected performance. Because every bad thing then just kind of sat there on the table instead of being something you could laugh off or move on from. And every good team I was around, there was somebody who could just say something funny and just get people to forget about, the difficulty of the situation or the difficulty of the sport. Because, everybody's going to fail a certain amount of time in sports. You have to be able to get past it.
Yeah. And you have to play in a way that it's fun. And, if you're ever playing kind of, tight, and like you said, it's a little too serious, the outcome isn't usually what you want it to be. I find that really important on every team that we have. When we haven't had that, like you said, you could feel it, the personality is just a little off. And I'm happy that, Rachel, that's why I say Rachel has a really important job. And there's the basketball side of it, for sure. There's some things she does really well. But I really count on her to bring the personality to our team so that we can keep it light, including the coaches. That we're able to laugh at ourselves, and that those are the times that when you have the most fun is when you're going to play the best.
When did Rachel start showing her personality as a member of the Lynx? Was it during the bubble, or was it before that?
No, I'd say she'll tell you that week that we had in Minneapolis before we left for Bradenton, she was kind of low key, and so she held it. She held it probably more for the bubble, and each week we were in the bubble, it would come out more and more, but. She sort of recognized there was a space to fill there. I basically asked for it, give me more personality. And she was somebody who had it. So, she was able to do it.
We always talk about social justice. We may have already covered that base talking about Renee and the Atlanta Dream and what's happened in Georgia. Anything else you want to bring up this week?
Yeah, I think really significant movement in Congress yesterday with the vote for the Equality Act, and we're finally recognizing LGBTQ as actually having civil rights, the same rights as everyone else. And to think that that we're still talking about this, about who has rights, and to think that in the Senate that it has less support than impeachment for Trump had is disgusting. It's disgusting. And this is in the name of religious freedom, as if, you know, and we forget about the idea that there's supposed to be separation of church and state, but we're talking about basic civil rights. Because a person is homosexual or transgender, that somehow they're less than those who are not, is so problematic. And we have got to make sure that we are voting for people that that's the government's job. I mean, this should be federal law. This is not left up to the states. This is not, you know, whether you're a red state or blue state. I mean, this is supposed to be, you know, the liberty and justice for all. And it just, it's maddening. I'm thrilled, a great day in Congress. We are not going to let this go silently with the Senate. And, you know, I think that I'll be in tune, and you'll be hearing from me with regard to what's happening on that front when it gets to the Senate.
Good. And by the way, when I laughed, I was laughing at the ridiculousness of it. I wasn't laughing because
I know you were.
But just to be clear, but it's amazing. And CPAC is going on right now, and it's you know, old rich white guy after old rich white guy getting up there and saying, you don't have to wear masks. We're being oppressed by you know, being asked to wear masks. That vaccines are a hoax. That the coronavirus is a hoax. And of course, we know where they stand on, you know, LGBTQ rights. It's all just it's just selfishness. I mean, it's stupidity and it's backwards, but it's also just this incredible selfishness that extends. It's basically people saying, I kind of like my life, so I don't want anybody to infringe on me in any possible way.
Yeah, like that's the root of it is a selfishness. And you know, we understand the white supremacy part of it. You know, that what exists and has long existed in our country. And then there's this, like I said, this very ugly part of us that, you know, because you maybe don't understand or haven't had any experience with it, the ignorance of it, you know, particularly what is now front and center with regard to transgender issues, what's going on with the congresswoman. I said this about Trump. I appreciate some of that's going on that's actually difficult to see and to hear, to know the challenges for LGBT youth, you know, the abuse that they face, the risk for suicide. It is important that we're talking about this. So having someone as crazy as Marjorie in Congress, you know, bringing these issues and shining a brighter light, it's negative. It's hurtful. It's one of those things. It's incredibly challenging to work through for those of us that have this in our lives. It's important, and that you know, the issue is front and center, and we're going to talk through it, and hopefully people will educate themselves. You know, because people are different and the experiences are different, and for people to understand these things are not choices. This is not you know, a case where, you know, you're making a decision, you know, just kind of randomly. You know, if you really understand, you know, the root of this, it's pretty darn painful. I'll just leave it at that. It's pretty, you know, you go through enough, you know, who chooses the path of being abused and discriminated against for your life. And you can choose that path and you can live openly, where there are so many before us that chose a path of living in silence and living closeted and never getting a chance to show their love for another person. And it's just, as I said, disgusting is probably the strongest word I can use, that we could, you know, use something like religious freedom as a reason why a person, you know, isn't equal to the other. It's just very, very difficult subject.
Yes. And we'll continue talking about it. I appreciate your willingness to talk about it. And this is another reason why, as they say, the WNBA is so important. Thank you to Cheryl. Thank you to our producer, Brandon Morton. Thank you to all of our sponsors. You'll be hearing about Bonvie Home Services here in a second. And if you like basketball, check out the John Krasinski Show and all the other shows at TalkNorth.com.
If your furnace or boiler isn't keeping up with cold weather, call Bonvie. They have regular rates from 7 in the morning to 10 at night. There is always a live person to take your call 24/7. Bonvie technicians are trained and certified. Their trucks are stocked with parts so they can get your heating system up and running again quickly and right. If your furnace and boiler is on its last leg and needs to be replaced, Bonvie can install a new one for you. Installations can happen as soon as the same day. Bonvie is a family-owned and operated business, been in business since 1993, licensed, bonded, insured. Any equipment Bonvie installs comes with a lifetime warranty. You'll never have to worry about your heating system again for as long as you live in the home. If your heating system needs service or needs to be replaced, better call Bonvie. Save $200 off a new furnace or boiler installation when you tell the folks at Bonvie you heard about it from John Krasinski.